Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. It is time for you and me to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word for this day. I think it's important that we do that every day because there are things that happen day to day in our lives that threaten to derail us. They cause us to doubt God's love for us, which, interestingly, is what we'll be talking about today, is an unexpected proof of God's love. We're going to look at that in just a moment. But before we do, I want to give you another opportunity to access the love of God, so to speak, and that is by participating in our prayer episodes. We have one coming up this coming Friday, and you can either submit a request or praise for us to pray for on the Friday episode, or you can join us and you can pray along. And heck, why not do both? We would love to have you with us. Please go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer to submit your prayer request, and we will pray for it on our upcoming prayer episode this coming Friday. Okay, I mentioned we're going to be looking at some unexpected proof of God's love, and that is found in John 17, verses 22 through 23. Jesus is praying to his Father, and he says, "The glory that you have given me, I have given to them." Now, it's important that we know who he's talking about. He's saying, "Father, the glory you gave me, I gave to my disciples. And here's why, that they may be one, even as we are one." So something about recognizing and becoming enamored with the glory of God enables us to be one, just as the Father and the Son are one. Now, friends, let's ponder that for a moment. What does it mean to be given the glory of God? Well, glory is a word that's used to express God's manifestation of himself among his people. It's how we see him. It's how we perceive him. It's how he radiates out from his very being all the majestic things that he is. And so, friends, as we see him more clearly, as we comprehend and apprehend more of who he is, he becomes this irresistible treasure that we want, that we have to have. And Jesus says he gave the Father's glory to his disciples so that they would be one, even as Jesus and the Father were one. And given how I just described what happens to us when we see God's glory, we're drawn to him, we're attracted to him, we want him more and more and more. Imagine if all of us, me and you and the person in Russia who's listening right now, and the one in the Philippines and the one down in Australia, as we all are seeing God's glory more clearly and are being drawn to him, we all are becoming closer and closer to each other at the same time, aren't we? You see, God's glory brings us unity with each other. And Jesus goes on to describe it in verse 23, "I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you loved me." So let's look very carefully at this. Jesus says, as we are drawn to the Father, something happens. He comes to live in us, and the Father is expressing himself through Jesus to us. And that whole process enables us to become perfectly one. And there's a result, an outgrowth of that. And that is that the world may know that the Father sent the Son and loved us, his disciples, as much as he loved his Son. Friends, our unity that comes from knowing and seeing the glory of our God causes the world to see God's love. It's an unexpected proof of God's love. I bet you never thought of your unity with other believers demonstrating how much God loves you and how much God loves them and how much God loves the people who are observing that. But it does, friends. It's a supernatural, miraculous kind of unity that only God can do. And it comes to us because of his love, his willingness to send his only Son to display his glory for all of us to see. Lord Jesus, open our eyes to understand this more. These concepts are just so hard to grasp because we don't fully understand what glory is. We don't understand fully what unity and oneness, like you're describing, really is. But Lord, you describe it in such appealing ways, such powerful ways, and you say that it's used to bring others to a recognition of the Father's love for us and for them. Lord, we want you to do that. We want you to use us in that way, even though we don't understand how it works. Lord, do it as only you can today in our lives. In Jesus' name. And don't forget that Morning Mindset Media also provides other podcasts, including a Christian parenting podcast, a Christian marriage podcast, and soon a Christian history podcast. You can find out more at morningmindsetmedia.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.